This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're going to stay with this story now and those competing philosophies Molly mentioned and the EU's regulatory role. What it allows and doesn't can influence companies even outside its borders. Just think of all those terms of service updates you probably got when the EU passed new internet privacy regulations. Marketplace's Jed Kim takes a look at what this all means.
Here's how Ian Murray sees the fine against Google. He's with the Libertarian Competitive Enterprise Institute.
This is an attempt by the EU to impose its own regulation on the rest of the world. This is, in many ways, a sort of regulatory imperialism.
That's because it's often cost prohibitive for tech companies to have different products for different countries. So they tend to play it safe by making the most restrictive policies the default for everyone. Why is it that Europe is setting the rules for American companies at all? Ellen Goodman teaches law at Rutgers.
There just hasn't been a lot of antitrust enforcement in the U.S., and so it's pretty much either the EU or nothing.
Goodman's not convinced this fine will have as wide-ranging consequences as the EU's recent move to protect user data. Companies scramble to comply with that, even in non-EU markets. She thinks it'd be relatively simple for Google to tweak the apps that come with phones sold in the EU. After all, hardware wouldn't change. But the Google fine could have broader influence. Andrew Gavel teaches law at Howard University.
We're certainly going to see some people here in the U.S. pointing to the European decision as an example of why the U.S. antitrust agencies need to become more aggressive themselves.
And with a lot of anger over recent cases like the Cambridge Analytica access to Facebook user data, public sentiment may be more against the tech giants. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.